Hello everybody, welcome to your favorite show, the Read Along Witchcraft Show. This is your host Anubis, and this is a new episode. Today we're going to talk about something that's so important. We're going to talk about magic fire, which is a practice that not most people know. Maybe it's more common toward coven witches because they do it in an open fire and it's a huge fire and a celebration and things like that, but you can also do it in order to use this fire energy in order to do a spell. So I have here a couple of recipes for three recipes for quick fire. So what is the concept of the quick fire? The concept of the quick fire that you have an opening flame, whether indoor or outdoor. Of course, if indoor, you need to be really watching it because it's a fire hazard. Outdoor is fine, you can do it during celebration, during glamours, or during any kind of seasonal celebration. And you do it and you throw herbs and sometimes petitions into the fire with the intention that you want this thing to burn and release its the intention or its powers. So here we have a quick cash fire and we have a quick money fire. There's two difference. I'm gonna tell you what's the difference. So quick cash fire, you need of course a fire, then a cinnamon, nutmeg, and bay leaves, and you burn it on a hot charcoal disc. Money should arrive for you in 3 or 7 days. So this is for a money which is quick but not super urgent. And of course, I'm not crediting these recipes to myself. These recipes can be found everywhere and anywhere on the internet. Feel free to alter them if you wanna alter them, so feel free. We're reading from my Book of Shadows anyway. So we also here have quick money fire. This is for emergency money, emergency cash. If you need a small lump sum of money that will fix for you an instant problem, so you can use this. You will burn it also on a hot charcoal disc. You will need onion skin, cinnamon, basil, and bay leaf. Onion skin is one of my favorites. Since I started practicing magic, which has been for a year now, I've been practicing. I have been reading about it for longer than that, but I have been practicing for 1 year. I have not been throwing any onion skin while cooking. I have been burning it because onion skin is really good for prosperity and good for abundance. So when you're throwing, I heard a practitioner says that when you throw the onion rings in the garbage, which you normal people do, you're throwing away abundance. And this is so true. I don't know why it clicked with me. So I don't throw onion skin or garlic peel. I use them. But I use garlic in hexing more. But anyway, so we also have hex breaker fire, which you would use in onion skin, garlic skin, rosemary, and ginger, and eucalyptus. And you burn this with a hair or a name paper, and you throw the ash in crossroads. This is when you wanna break a hex that someone have done over you, or you wanna break a hex that someone did over someone else, so it's a breaking hex. So you usually throw it in a crossroad because you want the sender to not be able to do anything. Like, he's not be able to curse you again. He's gonna be stuck. And the hair or name paper in order to link it with it. This is more of a hoodoo practice. This recipe is more of a hoodoo recipe. So there's also protection fire, which you would use bay leaves again and garlic skin, anise, salt, black pepper, cloves, and rosemary. So this is really nice. And you can also use a wish come true fire. I use this more than I should. I use bay leaves and cinnamon. Feel free to add or less than that if you want to do that. Like, there's nothing that tells you you cannot do that. You can do whatever the hell you want to do, guys. Like, seriously. Okay. This is just a quick recipe. I was feeling like I want to tell you some recipes. Okay, we can also talk about recipes about spell jars. I'm gonna give you some quick spell jars, but I'm gonna tell you the spell jars recipes. I need to tell you what is a spell jar. A spell jar, there is a spell jar and there's a spell bowl, okay, and there's a spell, the candle spell. What's the difference and when should I use when? You use a spell jar if you want to do a spell that will grow power over time, but you're not going to mess with the spell. You're going to close the jar and either bury it or throw it in a place or put it in a really discreet place. And you're not going to open it. This is a spell jar. It's made for spells that you're not going to manipulate later on. A spell bowl, which is usually used for money bowls, this is a bowl which you will add to or remove from. So these are the difference between a spell jar and a spell bowl. Of course, a candle spell is something else easier than that, but I'm trying to explain the difference between spell jars and spell bowls. Again, spell jars are for fixed spells, when you're not gonna mess with the spell, like ever again. But a bowl, when you're gonna add or take from the bowl. Okay? So, we here have a banishing jar, which you'll need a pen and paper, a jar of course, ash, salt, vinegar, lime, and 2 long nails. I love to use rusted nails. This is the most simplest banishing jar ever. You can, of course, add more things if you want to banish this person and curse him to death. Like, okay, let's chill. Anyway, you can write the person name and birth date. Write the full name and birth date. If you have a picture, use the picture. If you have the hair, use the hair. If you have a nail, if you have their human nail, use the nail. Use anything that you can connect the person with the jar. And fold it twice, of course, away from you, and place it inside the lime. You're gonna cut the lime in half and place it inside the lime. Hold it with the 2 nails and place it inside the jar. And put the herbs and pray over it and make it stay somewhere safe. So this is the most basic ever banishing jar. Okay? There is also a simple honey jar. Honey jar are used whenever you want to sweeten someone towards you. It's not, you can use it for love, of course, but it's not specifically for love because people mistaken it. You can use it if you want to sweeten, a person to their mother, if you want to sweeten a stepdad to their kid. If you want to sweeten someone towards someone, it's not specifically to sweeten love. If you're going to do it with love, you're going to do it with love and then a lover spell, something beside it. So, you can do the spell in multiple ways, but this is the way that I love it, which is basic, kinda. Okay, you can do it while a new moon, waxing moon, or full moon. I usually love to do it while a new moon or a full moon, because a new moon is the beginning for a new cycle, full moon is in its full power, so that's why I prefer this and this. And guys, let me tell you a pro tip. The best way to do a successful honey jar is to create different level of sweetness. This is not specifically a honey jar, it's more of a sweetening jar. So to create different levels of sweetening. So here in the recipe, you're gonna find that I used honey, which is for long-term sweetening. And I use sugar, which is quick and instant, but it doesn't last. So I'm using different type of sweeteners, different levels, because I want to get the wholesome sweetening effect. If you want to do this specifically, you can just use honey. But honey is more of an ingredient that takes time. It sweetens things for a long time, and it lasts for a while, but it takes a time. It sweetens it by time. Sugar absorbs, like, instantly. So you can use sugar if you want to sweeten someone for you for a couple of weeks, couple of months, but not forever. And you can also use molasses. You can use different types of sweeteners. Of course, always go natural. Don't use anything artificial because it's not nice. It's not gonna work. So here the ingredients are a pink candle, honey, sugar, as we said, roses, rosemary, cinnamon, and bay leaves. Feel free to add more or take from. So you're gonna write the name of the person 7 times, and then you turn to your right and sign your name like it's a petition, sign your name like it's a check. Put the paper in the jar and add honey and sugar and the herbs and pray over it. Of course, if you have a hair, underwear, anything that is private and the person owns, you can use it instead of a name. You can use a picture too. And of course, the stronger it is to him, the stronger it is to the spell. And then you close the jar. Don't, you're not gonna open the jar ever again. Ever. Until you just, you light a pink candle over it and bless the pink candle. And then you put it in a secret place. This spell, if you want to break, you will take out, you're gonna, of course, pray over it that you are setting free the spell and you no longer need it, and thank the spell and thank the jar and everything. And then take the ingredients all out from the jar, and then most probably don't use the ingredients ever again. This is a sweetening jar, so you can bury the ingredients in the back of your, in the back of your yard. It's not a cursing, so it's gonna be fine. You can bury things. So, if you want an episode about how to dispose or get rid or the remaining of the spell, if you want to put them somewhere, let me know. Of course, I'm totally up to it to do it. So, guys, I'm so happy that I did this episode. I love you guys, and I'm so in love with your support. And I always love to share info with you. And again, this is not my info. This is info found in the internet. If you found the creditor of the info, then this is their info. I'm not crediting myself any info. If it's my recipe, I'm gonna say, guys, it's my recipe. So, I love you guys, and be blessed. And this is Anubis, and I'm out.